While everyone is aware of the films that Hollywood produces, very little know about the origins of Hollywood. Why is it called Hollywood? Why do they call celebrity stars? And why do they honor celebrities with Oscar awards every year? Well, the truth is that the reason you don't know these things is because they don't want you to know them. They don't want you to know the truth about the system used to manipulate, control, and enslave you. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the hidden truth about Hollywood and the Oscar Awards. But before you begin, I just wanted to politely ask you guys to check out my new video on the weekend. I worked on this video for weeks, and I believe it's an important video for the world to see. Hopefully, if many of you comment, like, and share this video, we can trick the algorithm into pushing the video. So if you can, please check out the video if you haven't seen it, like it, comment under it, and share it. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. There is something about Hollywood that so many people gravitate to it. People don't know what it is exactly, but it might be the glitz and glamour of the business. The bright lights and cameras that hoard all the masses' attention. To many, Hollywood almost seems like a magical place where anything is possible and fiction is brought to life. If you have gone to an AMC movie theaters in the last 3 years, you might have seen this AMC ad they show right before the movie starts. In this ad, Nicole Kidman states out of her own mouth, "We come to this place for magic."
We come to this place for magic.
What does she really mean by that? What is the movie magic Hollywood is often talking about? Well, in order to understand what they're referring to with movie magic, we must first understand where Hollywood even comes from. As innocent as the word Hollywood sounds, it actually has some rather dark history to it. What most people don't know is that the word Hollywood comes from the ancient Celtic Druids. See, the Druids were pagans who saw themselves as magicians and believed that through magic and rituals, they can reshape their reality. The Druids thought that magic was real, and they used it for many reasons. They believed magic would keep them safe during the winter. They also believed that magic would grant them safety and protection, using magic for all sorts of reasons. The way the Druids would access this magic was by using holly trees. See, the Druids believed that the holly tree was the source of this magic, believing that the trees themselves were the homes of the gods they worshipped. So these Druids were known to cut down these holly trees and use the holly wood of the tree to craft themselves holly wands. These holly tree wands were made from holly wood, and this is actually the origin of the wand itself. It's why wands are associated with magic, because the Druids routinely used them during magical rituals.
And the people who are behind, for instance, let me give you an example. In the old Celtic Druidic system in Northern Europe, what we would call the white man's established system in Northern Europe, there was a very powerful priesthood called the Celtic Druids. And in the Druidic Celtic system, one of the most important symbols in that system, that ancient system, we're talking about even a 500 to 1,000 years before the Roman Empire, the Celtic Druidic system was in operation in Northern Europe. One of their most important symbols has come down to us today, and that is the magic wand, like Merlin the magician with his magic wand, you know, Mickey Mouse with his, you know, and the conductor of an orchestra with his
Fantasia.
Mm-hmm. The magic wands were always made out of the wood of a holly tree. It was always made out of Hollywood. Consequently, they're still working their magic in Hollywood, because the holly tree, that was very sacred to the ancient magicians, the ancient Celtic Druid magicians.
The Druids used their holly tree wands made from Hollywood to cast spells. Today, Hollywood is now the film industry, where movies and shows are used like the holly wands to cast spells on the audience. This is what Hollywood is referring to when they speak about movie magic. They are referring to the Druids and the holly trees. They are referring to using this magic on the viewers to shape their reality, just like the Druids did all those centuries ago. Now, this obviously connects to the Oscar Awards, as the Oscar Award is given to the best actors of the year. The Oscar ceremony is deeply rooted in this occult system. If you look at the Oscar ceremonies, you notice a lot of esoteric occult symbolism displayed during the award show. The logo for the Oscars is usually a golden man statue standing inside of a triangle, which to those who know anything about the occult, know that this is a reference to alchemy. The statue itself is a replica of the Egyptian pagan god Pita. This is not surprising at all, as most occult systems utilize the Egyptian gods for their rituals and rites. The Oscars is all about this Holly Tree magic, and I can prove that 100%. One of the most influential secret societies today is the Freemasons, and they're intertwined with Hollywood. The Freemasons are a secret organization heavily rooted in esoteric occult teachings. They're all about the mystery school teachings. The Academy Award, which gives out the Oscar Awards, was created by a man by the name of Louis B. Mayer, who was the co-creator of MGM Studios. Louis was instrumental in the founding of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in 1927. Now, no surprise at all, Louis B. Mayer was in fact a 33rd degree Freemason. He was a part of the Cecil Lodge No. 568. Many of the founding fathers of the entertainment business were all Freemasons. Jack Warner, the founder of Warner Bros., was a Freemason as well. Tom Mix, another important figure in the start of the entertainment business, was also a Freemason. Cecil B. DeMille was also another Freemason. These are considered three of the most important people behind the founding of Hollywood. Hollywood was created by Freemasons. The Freemasons are using the Holly Tree magic to shape their reality, just like the Druids. Like I said, Louis B. Mayer was the founder of the Academy Awards, a high degree Freemason. This is why if you look at the 2025 Oscar Awards, you will see the Masons' most important symbol placed right in the center of it all. As you can see, the stage actually has the Masonic square encompasses right in the center of it. What most people don't know is that before the Oscars was held at the Dolby Theater, it was actually held at the Shrine Auditorium. The Shrine Auditorium was created by the Shriners Masonic Organization, a branch a part of Freemasonry. The Oscars were literally held in a Masonic shrine. This is the reason they have the statue of a golden man standing in the middle of the triangle, another Masonic symbol. The Oscars stopped being held at the Shrine Auditorium back in 1999. It was then moved to the Kodak Theater, which is now the Dolby Theater. This location, just like the previous, is heavily rooted in Masonic symbols. For instance, at the Kodak Theater, they used to have a location called the Babylon Court, which featured many sculptures and images of pagan gods that were worshipped in ancient Babylon. This isn't surprising at all, as the Freemasons are obsessed with Babylon imagery as it represents rebellion against God. They also do this by honoring Tubal-Cain, who was a direct descendant of Cain. The descendants of Cain in the Bible are expressed as corrupt people who are partly responsible for the evil in the world. As you can see, Hollywood is all about the occult. The Freemasons created Hollywood with the same reasons the Druids did, to shape our reality using magic. The magic wands they used to cast spells now became the cameras, and the film is the spell. Since the beginning of Hollywood, it has been used to manipulate and control us, to shape our reality and to push certain ideologies for us to accept them. This is clearly obvious when you pay attention to the films they put out, as so many films have so much occult imagery, with a large amount of those films painting the teachings of the occult as good. Companies like Disney has been pushing out this propaganda for decades, and it's no surprise, as Walt Disney himself was a member of the DMOLE, a Masonic youth organization for children. It is not a coincidence that Walt Disney was involved in Masonry as a child, and then pushes TV shows for children that are rooted in Masonry. This is all connected, and like I said, they are using these films to shape our reality, and they start from our childhood. Something that many people don't know is that in Hollywood, there actually was a secret military base. The base was called Lookout Mountain Air Force Station, and it was a secret military base in Hollywood, California that was used to document nuclear tests. It was also home to the 1,352nd Motion Picture Squadron of the United States Air Force. They used this secret military base to push propaganda. It's also rumored that many of the stars from the 70s and 60s came directly from this military base, as the elite were trying to use Hollywood to push counterculture propaganda, hoping to influence the youth to adopt a drug lifestyle, which was seen as rebellious against the establishment. They were pushing this propaganda because it aligns with their plans. If you pay attention to Hollywood and you see their films, you would notice this Masonic occult ideology in all of their films. Most of the films are pushing these ideas. While it might not be directly tied to the occult and showing open occult symbolism, the ideas that are pushed through these movies are. Hollywood is being used to shape our reality, and that's the reason why it's important we expose it. If most people knew what Hollywood really was, no one would support it, because nobody wants to be manipulated. So that's why they do it the way they did it. If you don't know that Hollywood is manipulating you, you don't care about consuming it. So it's the reason why it's so successful. While people are watching films and thinking they're just enjoying themselves, in reality, They're programming themselves and manipulating themselves. It's the main reason the elite spend hundreds of millions of dollars on films. These films are clearly propaganda, and it connects back to the MKUltra program. The MKUltra program used several techniques to manipulate a person's minds. Many of those techniques were adopted by the film industry. Using certain sounds and frequencies and certain pictures, all of this ties together to control the mind. Most of the population thinks that this is a conspiracy theory, but you can literally research everything that I just said. You will find that Hollywood was indeed created by Freemasons. You will find the connection of the Oscars also being created by Freemasons. And it's the same in the music industry. This is why we see so many artists pushing satanic propaganda at award shows, in their music videos, and in their lyrics. They are shaping the world just like the Druids. While the Druids use the wands, they're using the entertainment industry to control us. Even the reason that they're called stars is heavily rooted in the occult. See, the ancient Egyptians believed that when one of their kings died, their souls would rise and become one of the stars in the sky. Now, Hollywood gives a star to each one of these celebrities that sold out and pushes their propaganda. The same ideas that were used in the Egyptian times. While we're in the modern world, everything is connected to the ancient occult systems. They are using these occult systems against us and successfully have programmed the world to accept the fate that is coming. We must spread the truth. We must wake people up and show them that God is the only way. Pay attention to the Oscar stage and you will see all the symbolism for yourself. You will quickly realize that everything I've said in this video is true. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.